Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night across Israel is calm, with clear skies, temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant evening for those out late. As of this hour, here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in, the IDF destroyed over 20 terrorist infrastructures in Baqa and southern Lebanon. Also, Ynet says earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu urged IDF leaders to address Hezbollah's rocket and drone threats, expecting solutions soon. Also this hour, JTA reveals pro-Palestinian activists forced a Milan Jewish group out of a World War II parade in Italy, citing tensions over Israeli flags. Separately, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu insists the IDF will continue targeting Hezbollah, stating the work is not done. And finally, Axios highlights previously former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, a move that might affect diplomatic efforts with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted minutes ago comparing recent actions against Iran to World War II strategic eliminations, noting no modern military precedent. From X, an open-source intelligence analyst, OSINT613, shared that IDF Chief Samir recently addressed ethical concerns, emphasizing the danger of eroding values. Ihab Hassane, a fact-checker, pointed out earlier today that a reported incident in Tarkumiya involved a Palestinian driver, not an Israeli settler, urging accurate reporting. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operations in Baqa and southern Lebanon. According to Walla, the strikes targeted key Hezbollah sites, including weapon production and storage facilities. This action is part of ongoing efforts to diminish Hezbollah's capabilities. The implications for the region include potential escalation, but aim to ensure long-term security. Turning to Netanyahu's comments, Ynet details his call for solutions to drone and rocket threats from Hezbollah. He suggests that addressing these could pave the way for diplomatic progress. This indicates a strategic focus on defense capabilities as a precursor to peace initiatives. Meanwhile, in Milan, as JTA reports, the expulsion of a Jewish group from a parade highlights international tensions relating to Israeli symbols. Local officials claim provocation, while Jewish leaders argue for freedom of expression. This underscores the complexity of global perceptions of Israeli identity. Separately, I-24 News covers Netanyahu's assertion that military operations against Hezbollah will persist. His comments reflect a commitment to security despite ongoing diplomatic challenges. This continuation signals Israel's determination to counter threats decisively. Finally, Axios sheds light on Trump's ceasefire announcement, a complex issue for Netanyahu given its potential impact on talks with Iran. While politically sensitive, it offers a pause in hostilities, potentially opening doors for broader negotiations. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that ads must be smartly integrated into games, as discussed by Or Zilberman of Playtika at a recent tech event. This highlights the balance between revenue and user experience in the gaming industry. Separately, Walla Business reveals a 30% surge in demand for professions unaffected by AI, amid high-tech sector concerns. This trend shows shifting job market dynamics as technology evolves. And finally, Globes notes mobilized significant revenue increase after surpassing quarterly expectations. Their strong performance and optimistic outlook underline the growth potential in Israel's auto tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.